This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yabba dabba dabba doo. Hello. Welcome to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We will hear the truth. It's actual, and everything is satisfactual. Jay Kirshner will see to that. She's my guide and joy. How's that? That's good. Questions, answers. Have you ever noticed a flower cropping up in the crack on a sidewalk?
Yes, I love it.
Parking
it's so
lots.
Pretty.
Right. It shows you how strong, like, you've got asphalt that covers everything, right? Cement and everything. And yet, against all odds, there's a little crack, and in that crack is a flower or a piece of grass or a weed or something. Don't you think that's an example of the strength of the universe? I think it is, anyway, when you look at it. Yeah. There are some people who go around planting between rocks. I don't know, it's a new kind of a gardening thing. It has, you know, and I was thinking about that when I read it the other day in one of the farm trade magazines, how people are beginning to grow in areas that heretofore were ungardenable. Because who would think that you could plant a seed on a rock? Or between a rock and it would go. Another, maybe it lends a credence or a new dimension to the old expression, between a rock and a hard place. But there's a whole business now, a new book called The Crevice Garden. Can you imagine that? Somebody's figured out how to plant things between rocks. Now, in reality, there are particles, dust and dirt and things that collect between rocks, and a seed needs a lot to get started. It really doesn't. So I just found that to be a kind of a neat thing to imagine as we get started thinking about other things that are going on in the world today. There's a study that suggests spiders can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why didn't we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
So do they have nightmares? Like, if I have a nightmare of a spider on me, does a spider have nightmares of humans?
My question more is, why would anybody be studying this and who's paying for it? But it is interesting to see. They studied these spiders. Ever watch your dog when your dog's having a dream and the dog's face twitches? Well, apparently several. Sometimes you see their paws moving too. That's very observant. Yes. So here's this guy that's responsible. Today's Wall Street Journal, believe it or not, has the overview of, again, cats and dogs dreaming. And then this professor who was doing the research equates that to what the spiders are doing. Because apparently spiders have a very complex brain. And they show us that by their ability to weave those streams of silk. And, you know, when you think about it, that really is... I can't do it. Can you? You can't do it either. Maybe you can do something with a weaving of... What they used to call that? Pearl and knit and stuff. It's called knitting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the spider knows how to knit. That gives new meaning to it. The bitty spider. Bup, da, bup, da, bup. Mm-hmm. All right, there's enough of that. Man in
rain, though.
What happened to the rain? We need rain.
Well, no, the spider, when it goes up the spout, it's the rain that washes it out.
Oh.
Got to be careful of that rain.
Got it. That's right. Exactly. All right, here's a man in Florida who's been hospitalized. Guess why? You probably know the story.
I think I do. Do you still want me to guess?
No, that wouldn't be fair. That would be cheating. Actually, the Florida man, why would he be close enough to an alligator for the alligator to bite his face?
He was swimming.
He's out swimming, yeah. And so this is probably not a good place to fish, to swim. I mean, a good place to fish either. Don't you know any bit of, from Tampa south, go across the state, draw a line, Tampa, Orlando, and south, and any fresh water pond or lake or stream is going to have an alligator in it, or two, or three, or four, or lots. So it would seem to me, unless you're really out of it, clueless, that you would know that this is not something to do. The fellow who got bit in the face was Juan Carlos Laverde. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess this guy's not too good at reading or speaking English. I don't know that for a fact, but it would seem to me that anybody that knew their way around in a neighborhood like that or could see the signs that say, don't go swimming in fresh water, because most of all the freshwater ponds have a big sign with a big alligator in a circle around it.
So, even at Disney World, where they have those little ponds and stuff, and you can go, what is it called? Wakeboarding in it, and there's alligators in there, but they're like they stay at the bottom. They're not doing anything. You're probably never even going to see one, and we're always hearing how alligator attacks are extremely rare. There was 442 recorded in Florida from between 1948 to 2021. The incidents, one of those instances, 26 were fatal of those instances. But in the year, this year, what year is it? 2022.
I think it's 2022 still. Yes,
but it seems like we've been hearing so many of these. Like in May, a man died after being injured by an alligator while searching for a frisbee near a lake. What was it? Last month, an 80-year-old woman was attacked and killed after she fell into the lake on a golf course. We've heard about, what was it? Oh, the one guy that was outside of a motel having a cigarette and thought it was a lost dog wrestling in the bushes and went over to check it out, and it was an alligator.
Yep. See you later. It's called quick dispatch. You're done. Finito. Yeah. Don't be messing around down there with that stuff. The August primaries continued yesterday. Democrats trying to maintain their momentum in certain states. In Wisconsin, for example, Donald Trump was responsible for endorsing somebody. So they had the Democratic primary and the Republican primary. And so I don't know a lot of these people. Tony Evers was elected governor in, what state is that? Anyway, I don't know. And what I'm trying to do is summarize what went on, and by doing so, just the mention of it is something that hopefully will be ingrained in people's minds as they continue to vote. The primary season continues until the end of September. I know here in Massachusetts we have our September 8th primary, and as I say pretty much every day, the primaries are more important than the final election, because you get rid of the crazies, or, you know, whatever, maybe I'm not being too kind, but most of the people that make it through, the lunatics that go through the primary season are oftentimes not who you would choose if you really had the choice of all the broad numbers. So that's why where is it? Minnesota? Where's the one of the members of the tribe? What do they call it? Not the club. What's the name of the group that AOC is in? The squad.
Oh, yeah, the squad.
Squad. Right. And who's the Muslim lady who represents? I never can remember her name.
She,
I can see a picture.
Not Wisconsin.
Yeah,
what was it?
It's Minnesota or one of the states that's out there around the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. She almost lost her primary yesterday. And so people are saying, oh, what's wrong? She's a sitting member of Congress, and that should give her more exposure. She's not popular because she's not really doing, and this is my read on it, all those people in the squad. There are lots of reasons, I suppose, depending on your political point of view, to like them. And maybe there are a lot of reasons not to like them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them because I don't think they stand for a lot of, and I don't want to be kind of, American values is something that's hard to pinpoint anymore. And I think that the phrase is overused. But anyway.
Yeah, Minnesota's 5th district is.
Minnesota's 5th, yeah, right.
Omar.
Yeah. So the squad, close call with somebody who is who kind of looked at police reform. And remember when the squad was saying defund the police? That message went over like a lead balloon. Because it was a stupid message. Defunding the police doesn't fix anything. Rearranging, reappropriating, and reworking police departments so that they are better to serve the public is the thing to do. Defunding them does nothing. It's a band-aid on a cut. If there's a problem, but you don't fix it by not funding or not having the right. See, the problem is we don't train police officers right.
And mm-hmm.
So that's what needs to be done, not defunding them. Anyway, that was the big issue there, and she almost lost. She only won by a couple of hundred votes. I think there was a woman that was running against her? They're asking for a recount. Vermont voters are replacing longtime Senator Patrick Leahy, who is retiring. Let's see here. They have one Congress, two senators for every state, no matter what the population. But Congress is an apportionment for the number of people. Like, I think it's every, 400,000, 500,000 people, eligible voters, are supposed to have a congressperson. I think figure it out, 435 divided in the population, somewhere around 500,000. Anyway, they don't have that many people who live in Vermont, so there's only one congressperson and two senators. And it looks like through the primary this week, the first woman to serve in Congress. That's where Bernie Sanders got to start, you know. He was a college prof, and he ran not expecting to win, but he made a lot of noise, and he did win in Vermont as a congressperson. He was there for a number of years, and then he ran for the Senate, and the rest, as they say, is history. I haven't heard too much from him, though, lately. Have you? He's not been very vocal.
No, not much.
May not be feeling too well. All right, so anyway, that's our sort of political wrap-up, a little coarse and a little rough, but it still makes the point of hopefully getting everybody, wherever there's a primary, out to vote. And you go to the polls and vote. You don't send a mail-in ballot. You don't do all of that other stuff. You vote. You go get your butt to the election house and vote. It's 18 after the hour.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money. But it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
Do you remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
Reese's. Reese's.
Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working up, buddy.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As soon as the baby has a flowing bloodstream, which it has in the first trimester of life, it needs to start developing a defensive system against the things that would threaten its own health that can even exist inside the womb. So that education process starts very early in the development of that baby's life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bamba, bamba. All right, 23 after the hour. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The Queen is skipping out. Wow, this ought to be something that's earth-shaking. The Queen is doing something that was never heard of before. We'll find out what it is after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
This is not for free. All right, let's get to the Queen. No, she's skipping the traditional welcome event at the Scottish Castle because she's uncomfortable. She's 96, right?
Yeah, she's been having some mobility issues. And you know what? If she wants to just go kick off her summer vacation privately and be with family and not have this whole shebang and all the shenanigans that come with it, she gets to say she can do so.
70 years on the throne. That's got to entitle you to something.
Right.
A cushy seat or something along that line. Okay, Taylor Swift is in the celebrity social media trending list. So there's a copyright lawsuit. This happens a lot in music, especially pop music today, because harder and harder to find something that's unique. The lyrics were written entirely by me. So she says, So what was this? It's called, the song's called Shake It Off.
Mm-hmm.
Got three Grammy nominations. The song.
This is one of the issues with Shake It Off. It has the line, player's going to play, haters going to hate. And that's a common saying. And anytime you use a common phrase like player's going to play, haters going to hate together, and other people use it, whoever's the first to use it in a song, sometimes it becomes questionable. So this could go either which way. She says she's never even heard the song until the lawsuit came. And
you believe that?
Song, yeah, this, I do, in a sense, but I also feel like this could possibly somebody not work out in her favor because somebody else already used that line in a song,
even though
it was a popular saying beforehand.
Yeah, she should put a couple of mil aside just for this one. The story of Fred Savage, kind of a sad, is this child actor. He was fired from the reboot of The Wonder Years because of abuse claims. And I guess apparently there's some more that are coming out of the woodwork now, right? Several women who worked on the show.
Yeah, they made claims, but the claims hadn't become public knowledge, and they feel like they owe it to other potential victims to state what was happening and that he just had manipulative, erratic behavior.
Yeah. Is that enough to kill his career? I guess in some people's minds it is. I don't know that I think that that's the case, but who knows? You never know what goes on behind closed doors. That's the problem. 28 after the hour here on the D Doug Show.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States, toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Like a Hillary Clinton deplorables moment, the GOP, angered after President Trump's home was raided by automatic machine gun toting FBI agents and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government, is demanding answers. Republican representative from Kentucky, James Comer on Newsmax.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake 5-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's being reported by the New York Post and the Washington Post, some items taken from the Trump Florida home during a Department of Justice raid with automatic machine gun toting agents, a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a letter from President Obama, a cocktail napkin, and a birthday party menu. Lawmaker Representative Mike Turner, the Republican from Ohio, he told Newsmax FBI director better come up with a solid answer for his actions.
The issue here is that they better have a very high level of a national security issue or threat as they're justification to raid a former president of the United States House. Remember, this has never been done in history. Certainly not two members of an administration with Ray and the Attorney General approving raiding a former president's house who's the political rival of the administration that they're sitting in. One thing that we know, Donald Trump has more classified information in his head than he does in his desk. So to send the FBI in to raid his home, and that's why we're demanding answers from FBI Director Wray.
Due to Jynneos vaccine shortages at the federal level, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization on Tuesday that allows healthcare providers to reduce the dosage of the monkeypox vaccine to 1/5 of what it had been given till now. The United States has recorded nearly 9,000 monkeypox cases this year. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
So the Kardashians are in the trending column here. First, Khloe and her boyfriend Tristan have a baby.
No, not boyfriends.
Oh, they married?
They are. Yes. Are no, they no, no, no. They're exes.
Oh, they were exes.
There was this big scandal. So scandalous.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. Jay and I contributing to your well-being, the audio impact of our conversations. We're heard around the world. This is the voice that's heard around the world.
Ooh,
that's pretty impressive, huh?
A lot of pressure.
It is, right about that. Far from being dumb or making us dumb, the use of smartphones can actually boost your memory. Okay, I'm reading the first line of a new study. I'm going to probably do a big boo at some point during this.
Well, because there's been studies about navigation and navigating, and when you get there on your own without navigation, you're more likely to remember how to get there, where when you use navigation, you're not paying attention, and then you don't know how to get places without navigation.
Right.
So this kind of flips it on its head, where
become
you're
dependent.
Almost compartmentalizing.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, in this report, scientists say that rather than making us lazy or forgetful, these devices provide a valuable service for storing important info, of a low complexity, which frees up our brains to remember other things. Tell that to the average millennial walking across the street in front of the traffic.
Leave us millennials alone. We are not your problem anymore.
Yes,
we're
in
our 30s.
Problem. Yeah, all right. So
I'm
the 20-year-olds.
I have my own theory of generations that
yes.
Every generation has a problem with another generation below them, but it's really less about the generations themselves and more about the age demographic.
How dare
like,
you?
Everybody wants to... No. Hear me out. I'm not talking about your age. I mean, everybody wants to come for the teenagers and the 20-year-olds. Well, guess what? Those are the Gen Zers. So attack them. Sick them.
Go Leave get them. All right.
Alone.
Says the apologist for
so,
millennials.
Sounds like millennial.
Okay, there we go. Here is a big deal from all the space telescopes. Keep talking about the Webb telescope. I'm fascinated. I like every day if I can to find something that is the face of the work done by NASA. Always been my favorite agency, federal agency. So now we come to find out this week that our moon... the moon from the Earth, craters and all, is very unique in our solar system. As is, there are a lot of, all the planets seem to be kind of unique. Saturn has its rings. Jupiter has a new great big red spot. And so people are trying, I don't know who has so much time on their hand, they want to measure this spot to find out how big it is. It's a storm, actually, that's brewing on Jupiter right now. This great big red spot is a super storm that's bigger than our planet.
That is
Imagine.
So cool.
Huh? Think about that.
So cool.
And this storm has been raging for 300 years, as far as they can tell. It's amazing how we can look at this thing and we can tell by how whatever measurement they use that it's so dissimilar from other kinds of storms they've had up there. Not like any cyclone that we have here or hurricane we have on Earth. It's just a big, terrifying storm that reaches 400 miles. Now, how can you tell by looking at a telescope that the storm on Jupiter is moving at 400 miles an hour? So, listen, I'm not going to argue with them. They seem to know what they're talking about. But this is the largest storm in our solar system, other than the storm. The sun is basically a big storm. You realize that, right? It's just a big ball of gases that are on fire and have been for hundreds of millions of years and will continue to burn. The last time I saw an estimate, the sun may continue, our sun may continue to exist another 930 million years, and then kaboom. It blows up and takes the planets in the solar system with it, and we'll see you all in the next reality. So, and people actually worry about that. You know, when you tell, I remember as a youngster when I first learned in Earth science in the seventh or eighth grade that the Earth was going to be eaten up by the sun in a couple of hundred million years. It bothered me. Well, what's going to happen to all of us? Where do we go? What do we do?
Question of what if they're wrong on timing? What if it happens?
Yeah, what's it next week?
Sooner, yes. I always thought about what if the Earth falls off its axis? What if it stands still and doesn't spin anymore?
Yeah. By the way, if you look at some of the other things that we have discovered about Jupiter, there are 53 moons around Jupiter. You imagine that? I mean, it's how big it is. Mm. And most of the moons around Jupiter are the same size as the Earth, right? And so anyway, Jupiter, if you look in the sky this time of year, Venus and Jupiter are the brightest objects in the night sky other than the International Space Station. So that's kind of a cool thing. I think it is. I love stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, what's going to happen to Rudy Giuliani? The dog ate my homework. I can't go. or whatever. Now, I shouldn't make light of the fact, some would say, that he had a couple of stints put in, right? He's supposed to go, if those of you who don't know the story, most people who follow political talk radio know that he's supposed to go to Atlanta next week, or he's supposed, actually supposed to go last week to testify before a special grand jury that says he messed with the elections or he tried illegally to influence the election in Georgia. So anyway, they moved it to next week, and now his doctors have said he can't go in a plane. Okay, so then you can drive in a car.
If only there was a bus. Way to transport.
Right, take the train. But you better show up, get your butt here next week, or you're going to be in contempt. Well, how about we put him on Zoom? Apparently the prosecutors don't want to put him on Zoom. They want him right there so they can watch him. Mm-hmm. So, a special grand jury is looking out. How many grand juries are looking into Trump or his clan? And you get right down to brass tacks. Yeah, a lot of energy and money.
Yeah.
And so what's going to happen at the end of the day? Is this just fun? All this is for people who are so involved in politics, they think that this is great sport. And so I wonder out loud often whether the taxpayer who thinks the rah-rah, yeah, go get them, is this the best way we can spend our tax dollars? Not too sure that the answer to that is yes. But anyway, it's good theater if you know that you're paying, you are paying for this. I'm paying for it, you're paying for it, we're all paying for this political theater. So is it worth whatever? You go to the movies and what does it cost you to buy a ticket to the movie? $15? So is this
that now.
Is this sideshow worth $15? Yeah. Unga bunga. Okay. So that takes care of that. I want to spend a minute again reinforcing some. My friend Elizabeth Miller, who works at Calitrin, has great advice. You hear her spots every once in a while. She's got a nice, warm, southern way about her. And she's always telling me to point people to the reviews that are at the Calitrin website. It's toploss.com. Look at the reviews from people who have used it for a while. That's really the proof positive. People who lose 50, 60 pounds, and then they stay with the program, and it keeps the weight off. You know, you got to be sensible about what you eat. You got to get a little exercise. But the ingredients in Calitrin do nothing but support you in your effort to repair your body, rebuild your body after losing all that weight. So let's not engage anymore in crash diets or drugs or stimulants. Let's engage in Calitrin as the national, it's the national natural healthy way to help you lose weight and safely keep it off. So figure it all out. Find out what the ingredients are. Certainly there's nothing in it that's bad. No drugs, no stimulants. All natural ingredients made in the USA, certified by the FDA. You don't see a lot of that stuff. And the best thing is, too, or one of the best things is, that, you know, like most of these things that you order online, you give them your credit card, and you'll keep getting the stuff from now until the 12th of never. Not so with Calitrin. At toploss.com, you only pay for what you get. You want some more, you go online, you order some more. That's the way it works. No fast footwork from the fast talkers on the other end of the line. That's why you choose Calitrin among many other reasons. Check it out. 90 days free at the moment in the Dog Days of Summer sale, plus free shipping using the discount code DUG, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's.
Reese's. Reese's. Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is kind of, this is scary. A couple of soldiers died in a weather-related incident during a training exercise. We were just talking about Georgia, so I was nosing around some of the newspapers. This is one of the great things about the technology we have. So I got one story from one of the Georgia newspapers, and then I started looking around at, quote-unquote, Georgia News. Mm. And I found this story from Fort Benning. I would not have talked about this, nor would it have come to my attention, because this is another example of how, maybe you don't need to know this, maybe that's part of the defense. People say, oh, what do you need to know that for? Well, there's a lot of stuff that happens every day, and frankly, some of it that I talk about with Jay here that we don't really need to know. Maybe it becomes a curiosity factor or, you know, some other reason for telling the story. But
what do they call it? Water cooler conversation?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, to a point, water cooler conversation. Anyway, the Army was conducting a training program at the Maneuver Center of Excellence in an area that's not far outside of, it's in the mountains outside of Atlanta. And so what happened is there were soldiers that were treated at the scene by a medic. They were taken to a hospital. Then, you know, this is all about there have been huge floods. If you were in Nashville, you would have experienced this summer some horrible flooding, it would seem, down there and all over the Mid-South, right?
Oh, yeah, Kentucky really got it, too.
Yeah, right. So anyway, went across to Georgia. So these guys, none of the soldiers have been identified, and there really aren't a lot of details. But it was the reason I brought this all up is because it does underscore again how dangerous the weather has been in any number of ways. It's just, it's really, do I continue by focusing on it, give fruit to or food to the people who say, yep, global warming, yada, yada. I don't necessarily, it's a story in and of itself. Not everything that happens in the weather is because of global warming, although there are a lot of people who, well, this is like a religion to them, so every day it's over 100. Look at that record, is broken again. Well, around here we haven't broken it. We've been hot and humid for the last 3 weeks since mid-July, but we haven't broken one record, not one, in New England. It's been hot, and it's been a steady heat, but it hasn't broken any records. So when you think about that, yeah, things are changing, but, you know, give yourself a break. Actually, this is a good reason for us. You know, I'd like to have a swimming pool right outside the studio for these hot days. Okay, here we go. Jay and I are jumping into the pool. All right, taking a pool break. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same station. And in fact, that's true. All right, Chucker's up next. Stick around for that. 10 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So there's the chorus.
You're undermining me, Doug.
with purposeful intent. All right, Chuck Curry is here. There's another fabulous theme from an overblown movie. All right, what are we celebrating today?
That was The Abyss, which came out actually yesterday's day in movie history, August 9, 1989. Now, it was the summer of Batman, then Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Ghostbusters 2, Roadhouse, and The Abyss came out in August. It did fairly well, and it's an interesting movie because, one, I like it a lot. James Cameron, it's a unique film. It was one of the most difficult shoots in the history of film, took place underwater. Ed Harris and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio had a horrible shoot, did not like James Cameron because he really put them through the ringer. Having said that, it is a very powerful love story, in my opinion, and it broke ground in CGI technology. Here's the most interesting part. Cameron didn't have the clout he did later on when he obviously directed Titanic, one of the biggest movies of all time. So 20th Century Fox told him that the running time could be no more than 2 hours. So he nubbed off almost the last act of the film, which was like 20 minutes. He was allowed to do a director's cut. 6 months later, they put it in the theaters. I remember taking a ride from Strasbourg to New York City to see his director's cut, which was a complete film, terrific movie, and I love The Abyss, but it's not on Blu-ray.
And you cannot buy it on Amazon Prime for whatever reason. So it's hard to watch, hard to see it, but hopefully eventually they say they're going to be a 4K Blu-ray version. But Ed Harris, I think in his really first action movie, I love Ed Harris, and I love The Abyss that came out this week in Movie History 89.
All right, question. Here's a trivia question. Who is the actor who's been in more high-grossing movies? As a matter of fact, his total body of work adds up to be the highest grossing. His total involvement, not what he got paid, but
it's
what
an
the...
Actor? It's an actor or a director? Actor.
As an actor.
I mean, off the top of my head, I'd say Harrison Ford.
Nope. That he's been in more of the big blockbusters. What I'm talking about is a body of work.
Really?
Over the course of his career.
So
Samuel L.
Jackson, a big actor, big name, or character actor?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
He has been in, the total body of work that he's been in adds up to the highest grossing.
It's a great career.
He's been in everything.
On the work.
Yeah. All right. Nev Campbell says that her Scream 6 offer to is not enough
Low
money. If I was a man, she'd get paid more. So how does Courtney Cox? She's another one that's in the Scream.
Yeah, but they didn't pay. She took what they gave her. Nev Campbell's the face of the Scream franchise, sort of like Jamie Curtis is the face of the Halloween franchise. I think the Scream producers thought they could just go in a different direction. Her name is not the clout of Jamie Lee Curtis. Having said that, it's sort of a bummer that they would lowball her and sort of phase her out of that franchise, which I know you love the Scream movies, Doug.
Yeah, I do.
I know you love them.
All right,
now, I know. Here's another thing I know you don't love. Prey, which is a Predator prequel, getting really good reviews. I saw it. I told you.
Garbage.
I really liked it.
The
highest rated movie or TV show in the history of Hulu in its first 3 days on that streaming network. This movie should have been released in theaters.
So why are they putting Scream out in March? Why don't they do it at Halloween? Isn't that a Halloween movie?
It could be. I mean, it obviously could be geared to the Halloween season. They just feel it has viability in March as well as it would be in October. I would agree with that. Now, if you're going to do a Halloween movie, I think you got to release that in October. Although Halloween H2O many years ago was an August release. So here's one other thing. Warner Brothers, you'll like this one, has gone away from their 45-day HBO Max. So Elvis, which was scheduled to hit HBO Max, was not. It is available for pay-per-view. You could pay $19.99 to watch it, but will not be a free movie on HBO Max. I think that's good because I want to see movies play in theaters as long as possible. But that commitment, the healthier theaters will get. So let's see.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think when you get right down to it, there is something for everyone. So you and Jay can ride off into the sunset, just like the last scene of all of those Indiana Jones things, loving those movies.
I see it now.
I see it too. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.